Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer, Mike Snyder, and Mark Rawson on the Spiritual Connections Radio Network. Hey everybody, it's Mark, and I'd like to welcome you to the Saint Germain Radio Show. As you know, we're on once a month on Spiritual Connections Radio, and effective this evening, we're in high def. So without a television, I'm not quite sure what that means, but the sound quality definitely sounds better, and hopefully we won't have the normal delays that we have on the Wi-Fi calling stuff. So you know, we're on once a month. We're really excited to have the group together. We'll be bringing in each of the people in a minute. And we just want to let everybody know that if you want to call in for readings, we'll be doing that probably on the hour. And you can call 646-716-9663 to get a reading, get some coaching, talk to an Ascended Master. So with that, I'd like to let you know, if you want to find out more about the shows, you can go to our website at spiritualconnectionsradio.com. The links for Brigitte, who's going to be channeling this evening, and that beautiful music you heard from Mike, their website links are up on the main radio show website, but I'll give them out anyways. You can check out Brigitte at lightbridge101.com, and Mike and a ton of his music, including some of the music you heard and will hear this evening, which is channeled music, is available for download from his website at mikeschneidercc.com. So to see those website links in case you didn't catch them, they are actually on the episode information for the show. They're also up on the radio website. And with that, let's start by bringing Brigitte.
Well, thank you, Mark. You know, it's always so nice to bring the show out to everyone once a month with all of you being part of it. And every single one of us has their own unique energy to share, creating this powerful four equal cross, which Saint Germain very often uses as a symbol for balance, as above, so below, as within, so outside of ourselves. And it really is so much a guiding beacon when we really focus on these symbols and use them and apply them into our daily lives. I don't know about where you are, but it seems everything is accelerating even further up here in New Jersey. It's getting more intense. It's just so much fear and anger and all kinds of emotions being released. You see it especially driving. So it's really more than ever up to us light workers to really focus on this as above, so below, to align ourselves with our divine I Am presence. And just yesterday we had the Lion's Gate, which is always celebrated on 8-8, on August 8th of each year. And the 8 symbolizes very much spirit and matter coming closer together, your divine I Am presence and your human self coming closer together. And even to a certain extent, light and darkness coming closer together to merge and to transform into something new. And a side effect of that is that the parts of us that are still afraid of stepping into the light or afraid of changing, they are going to come up to show themselves and to put up a little bit of a fight. And so some of you might have felt these last few days as a little bit of uncomfortable because of that. And so it is nothing that you're doing wrong. It is nothing that is trying to push you off of your path. It simply is that we are continuously walking on our path of enlightenment. We are continuously moving towards a consciousness of oneness and love and unification. And so we are consistently asked to take a look at our own self and approach life with love and peace as much as we can, and to forgive ourselves when it's not such a good day, or when we are more angry, or when things don't work out so well, or we're not able to maintain that inner equilibrium. So stay tuned, especially to some of the events that we are recording and that you can find on Mike Snyder's website. These events are always geared to help from moment to moment. It has been a little bit less in these summer months because we are hosting retreat weekends where we focus on assisting those who come to the retreat weekends to work more closely with the elemental forces this year, as well as the Kabbalah and the galactic energies. And what we have found with elemental forces, this was like the first year that we've offered working with ascended masters and the elemental forces, is that it's very necessary right now to focus on your body, to support mm-hmm. your body with these new frequencies that we're feeling, because we're consistently raising the vibration here on Earth. Our body has a bit of a hard time integrating some of these higher frequencies. And unless you live like a monk, eating very little and meditating all the time, which is not realistic for most of us because we still have a life. We have children, we have work, we have things to do. It's not that we can be like the monk in the monastery or in the temple. So for that, we just have to pay a little bit more attention to our body and acknowledge that we are made out of elemental forces, out of earth, water, air, and fire, and to pay attention to when we become too emotional that maybe it's time to bring more of the fire element in, or even maybe to ground a little bit more, put a little bit more emphasis on going outside, hugging a tree, going for a walk, doing something physical to release some of the emotional pressure. And that's what we're feeling a lot, is this emotional intensity. So pay attention to what that means to you. Or if you're too much in your head because you're overthinking everything, that's the air element. Maybe you want to, again, find ways to connect with the earth and to ground yourself so that you can find your way back into your heart. So it's paying attention to your body more than ever, changing your the way you eat, the way you rest, whatever it is to support your body. One of the things that I've heard a lot in the last few months, and I'm included in this really, is that the body is tired and exhausted. You know, the ironic thing was, I thought it was because I went to Peru and I climbed the mountain there against all odds, and that my body was really just exhausted from that. But the more I listen to those around me, I realize everybody's kind of going through some physical difficulties and feeling very tired and exhausted. And so again, honor that. Don't just push through it and say, oh, you shouldn't be, you're not that old, or whatever it is that you're telling yourself. But honor that your body just right now needs a little bit more rest, and change the schedule around and find ways to work with it instead of against it. So all of our teachings, when you go to lightbirds101.com, everything that we offer is geared to support you, power you, to find your way back to your true self and not get caught in all the attachments that life offers, relationships and upbringing and society, to release yourself of that and to redefine yourself according to your heart, according to your passion, according to what you love the most. So these radio shows are also here to support you to do that. Saint Germain wants to help you in your transformational path. So he wants to bring through, either he comes through himself or a certain master or angel that supports these times right now will come through me as a channel to support you in this process. So please take the time, even if you don't listen live, if you listen to the recording, to make this your time, to turn your cell phones off, to really listen to it, to be relaxed, to tell everyone that they can go somewhere else for an hour and a half and to really just make this your time. And I'm always excited that we have Mark and Christy offering the Diksha doing the first long piece of music that Mike is going to channel through for everyone, where he's bringing through the music the energy already together for everyone and is setting you up. It's almost like fertilizing the ground, setting you up to receive these higher frequencies from the masters and the angels, and to receive the healing that is not only then later on coming through doing the channeling, but that you're also receiving by the Diksha that Mark and Christy are giving, which are oneness blessings that allow the higher aspect of yourself to connect more closely with, you know, pouring forth blessings of empowerment, enlightenment, healing to you, whatever it is that you need at that moment. And so I'm very grateful to have the two of you, Mark and Christy, on as well, being part of this. And you will also find that throughout the whole radio show, Mark and Christy are just adding to holding the space of healing through the whole time. So you will feel that very much. And again, Mike with his music will do the same. You can check out all of the websites on Spiritual Radio, SpiritualConnectionsRadio.com. Everything is there. So with that, Mark, Christy, you want to add anything to share for all the listeners to what's going on in the last few weeks? How has it been for you energetically in the last few weeks? Have you also been tired and exhausted, or full of power and strength and ready to rock and roll?
I think tired and exhausted pretty much sums it up. But, you know, one of the great things that Mark and I have been doing recently is taking a B12 vitamin supplement from Vegan Safe. And we've been taking about a month now, and it really has helped with energy. So it's like our bodies are calling out for things that are healthy, things that will help it to maintain and grow and regenerate. And we've just been adding those kind of things into our lives. What do you think, honey?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely makes a difference. I'm not usually a big component of using supplements, but this is one that, you know, it's kind of like the proof is in the pudding, and, you know, you take it. It's, as you know, most B vitamins don't really work unless you either get it orally in your mouth or you get it as a shot. This one is a couple drops in the mouth. So it's just amazing, the energy and everything. But, you know, just overall, you know, because of the energy that both of us feel, me and Christy, we notice quite a bit of energy shifts and everything. And it's just like you said, Brigitte, it does feel very tiring. I think that's because a lot of us as light workers are transmuting the fear and energy of most of the people around us. And lots of times it has nothing to do with us per se. It's that we're just kind of, you know, taking on everybody else's energy and transmuting it, you know, with the help of Saint Germain and the Violet Flame. So,
well, and I think we had a reading not too long ago too, and Mother Mary was channeled, and she kind of commented on the same thing, saying that, you know, maybe the depression that I feel from time to time, or Mark, or people around us, it's in the collective. You know, it's not even really our stuff, but we're just so tuned in that we feel it and take it on as ours.
Yes, and what I understand from the masters is that this whole planetary system, this whole galaxy is moving into an atmosphere of highly charged particles, and we are feeling the effects from it. It's accelerating our spiritual growth process even further. And so it's similar to when we get touched by solar flares. We get irritated, we don't really know why. So there's these magnetic influences that we feel too that are touching our nervous system, and it's exhausting us as well. And then what it brings up really is, for all those who haven't really worked with their stuff yet, it brings it up to the surface. And so we see a lot more terror. We see a lot more people suddenly losing it because they really have avoided looking at their pain, and suddenly it comes out like a volatile explosion, and it like rips a hole in the fabric of the collective consciousness. That's what we've seen in Paris, in Nice. We've seen it in Germany. We've seen it in the U.S. and many places. So there's in Turkey with a coup. I mean, there's so much going on. And then, of course, we can't underestimate all of these emotional discharges about the election, too, in America that really affect a lot of people. So, yes, absolutely, Mark and Christy, we are certainly working overtime as light workers to keep balancing these spikes of fear and of energy that's being released and that's coming up. Yeah, definitely. Well, and with that, maybe we should switch over to the healing part, right? And just let you guys do your Diksha. Mark, you want to say anything about the Diksha you guys are offering?
Yeah, we have a special this evening. It's 2-for-1 Diksha. you know,
divine masculine, divine feminine.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, we got the masculine and the feminine. We want to balance it out for everybody.
Oh, it's fun.
The Diksha is something that me and Christy have been doing for a few years now, and it's something that came from India, and it's a gift of being able to bless people with whatever it is that they need in their life. We don't determine that for anybody who's listening to the show or the replays. We actually set a pretty wide intention of sending it out to pretty much anybody listening to any TV or radio anywhere on the planet. We like to really kind of cover our bases. But it just basically comes to you in whatever form is necessary for you in this moment. It could be, you know, calming, you know, letting go of fear, you know, blessing you with different healing or whatever it is that you need. So we send that out with the love and intention, everybody, as a free gift to everybody during the playing of Mike's beautiful music.
Because we love you.
Yes, we do.
All right, so well, I hand it over to you guys now. And then when the music part is done, then whoever will want to come through me, I will channel through for everyone who's there, who's listening. That's what I meant. Okay, you go.
Thank you.
Greetings, my dear friends. I am Saint Germain, and it is with so much love that I come before you on your continued path of transformation. And it is indeed, as Mara Christie and Brigida said, there is so much of a collective that you consistently are transforming and transmuting. And now that we are deeply grateful for all the work that you're doing, this is a time that you've been prepared for. This is not the time to give up or to give in to hopelessness. It is with all your strengths and all your might that you're asked to stay in a vibration of love and light. Do whatever it takes. Use whatever tools available. Reach out to whoever friend or healer can assist you. But do not allow yourself to go down the spirals of darkness and hopelessness and despair, and therefore become part going through many changes. Acknowledge that through the path of initiation that you have walked, your voice holds much more power. Your emotions hold much more power. Everything that you choose and do has much more of an effect on the collective. Therefore, it becomes increasingly more important that you do not allow yourself to fall into the emotional temper tantrum when something doesn't work out the way you would like it to. Take a deep breath. Detach yourself from the outcome. Detach yourself even from the situation at hand. And connect to your divine I Am presence to guide and direct you. 2016 is very much about surrender, letting go of control, and allowing that part that is greater than you to work with you and through you. You are being guided. You are being supported. And all those belief systems that you keep carrying on within you about being alone or being misunderstood or not having received the help, it's a reality that you manifest at that moment, that you bring into reality. It is just like what you've heard already said before. If you see your glass empty or half full or half empty, it makes a difference. It makes a difference, the perspective that you choose for your day-to-day life. And so it is very important right now, considering what is happening in the world, to not support the chaos and the fear by allowing yourself to fall deep into your own abyss, but to make new choices in your life. Even if it means to create reminders or to create things that help you to readjust your attitude. It is very easy at this time to fall into the attitude of anger and frustration and separation. But I ask you from the depths of my heart to not get caught in the currents that can be felt throughout the earth at this time, because of the transformational process that is taking place here now. Whenever something is in the process of healing, it first has to come to the surface to be even made aware of, for new choices to be made. Just like an abscess has to break open first before it can heal, so a lot of the emotions that are festering underneath have to come out into the open to be healed, to be transformed, and to be transmuted. And that is what you witness at this time in its many different ways. What you've seen with England stepping out of the European community is that same consciousness that is a part of you that is afraid of moving forward, that is afraid of compromising and stepping into the community, and therefore rather wanting to go back to the same old that you used to define yourself, thinking that it's bringing you comfort, thinking that it's bringing you security, But you know, deep inside of yourself, you cannot go back. You can no longer become the old you. You can no longer just be in your head and not in your heart. You can no longer ignore your physical body. You must pay attention to your temper that is hoarding your spiritual self. Pay attention. Pay attention to all of the small little synchronicities that are taking place every moment in your life. There truly is no accident. Nothing is happening to punish you or to force you to feel small or less. The truth is, everything that is happening in your life is asking you to pay attention, to see where you still give your power away into believing that you're less than divine, believing that you're not a co-creator, believing that you cannot manifest abundance in your life, love in your life, joy in your life. That is the illusion to break. You're willing to say that you're an aspect of God, source, creator, all that is, the great spirit of all that is, but then you have to start living that way, thinking that way, breathing that way. These times you live in now are extremely important. They're auspicious beyond anything. Any lunar eclipse, any partial lunar eclipse, don't buy into the fear. Lunar eclipses are very significant times that you're being prepared for, and there's one on August 18th that you're being prepared for, to look within yourself into those areas that are still somewhere along the line not in balance or you've ignored. And so it becomes the opportunity to open up your arms and embrace all of you, even those part of you that you consider limiting or unworthy or not good enough or whatever you want to use to title them. These next 2 weeks are all about your temper. It is all about allowing yourself to clean out house so that more of your spiritual self can enter. We've always said 2016 is about closure and new beginnings, but it is also about stepping up to the plate and being the light worker that you're meant to be. And you can only close one door by your willingness to detach, to let go, to surrender, and then the new is coming in. So revisit that, what is happening in your physical life right now, and ask yourself, not so much by acting on it right away, but mostly ask yourself, where have you resigned? Where have you resigned to be less than, or to be not good enough, or to not be beautiful enough, or smart enough, or prepared enough? Where have you resigned to the fact that you still believe you are a victim of outer circumstances? Where have you resigned to the fact to believe that unless God tells you which way to go, you won't know what to do? Unless we, the masters, tell you whether to take the left path or the right path, you don't know what you should be doing. Where have you stopped believing in your own divine power, and therefore allowed others to tell you what's right and wrong for you and what's appropriate for you? Where have you stopped believing in your own divine light? And so fear your beauty. Put your hand on your heart now. Remember the light within that is still so strong there. And don't ask what we, the masters and angels, can do for you, but ask first and foremost, what is it you can do for your own self? The divine you, your divine I am presence you. You are so much more than you give yourself credit for. You have to start thinking bigger. You have to begin looking in the mirror, and instead of just seeing your physical self, to also see your light body self, to see your divine I'm presence, looking back at you through your eyes. When you smile at your image, it is not just your human self smiling at you. It is your divine I am presence smiling at you, through your physical temper. The reason why your body is so tired, because you're still putting up, trying to control the outcome, having a plan A, a plan B, and a plan C. And yet, you don't know the whole picture, but your divine I am presence does. So what has happened yesterday, or for some who might listen to this later, on August 8th, on 8-8, is a double alignment of your divine I am presence with your human self and your masculine and feminine side, creating a state of tension, so we call it magnetic tension, that shows you or that triggers for you to see where you're still interfering with that alignment. And it's showing you that part of you still has not fully accepted you for who you are. And so now, as you put your hand on your heart and you take a couple of deep breaths, I want you to feel the divine light within you, not just through your mind, but through your heart, because it is stove. It is the furnace that is heating up your physical body, that is heating up your temple, that is not only heating it up, it is illuminating it, it is energizing it, it is nurturing it. And so where have you suppressed that light? Because you're more willing to believe in the darkness outside of you than the light within you. Believe that the darkness is stronger than the light. Neither one is stronger than the other. It is just a matter of you choosing one over the other, not as a control over, but as a way for you to choose what experience in life you would like to have as an aspect of God's first creator, all that is. So take a deep breath and let yourself sink into your heart, into that light that is within you. And feel your crown opening up. Feel yourself opening up towards your heaven. This moment, the radiant light of your divine I am presence is creating a pathway for you to step out of your physical body for a moment and to reach up and allow your consciousness, your human consciousness, to become one with the consciousness of your divine I am presence. Together, allow yourself to be carried upward towards a heart, not just of the solar system, but towards the heart of this universe, the cosmic heart that holds it all together, and feel in this loving embrace, not only of your divine I Am presence, but of the cosmic universal heart, that there is no possible way that you can be alone. That there is no possible way that you can fail. Or that you can be on the wrong path. You are always on the right path. The question is, have you changed so much that you're now ready to take a different path? That's all it is. There's no right or wrong. There's no good or bad. The question is, are you ready? Do you have the courage to choose now a different path? And you don't even have to overthink it. Just in this alignment, just allow yourself to receive guidance, the love, the nurturing that allows you to see a different picture, that allows you to look at your life and see all the struggle and all the despair and all the questioning and all the worries, and see that those were all opportunities for you to learn about who you are and who you choose to be. So the question that I ask you in this alignment is, who do you choose to be right now, at this time? Forget about all the preconditions. Forget about whether you're prepared enough or not for it. Who do you choose to be right now? And I invite you to simplify it. Don't make it too complicated. Cosmic heart of this universe is in alignment with your human heart. The cosmic heart understands your passion and wants to rejoice with you in the joyful experience of your passion. And it might appear that there are so many obstacles that hinder you from experiencing this. But that's an illusion. That is what you're buying into, and therefore you keep running the treadmill or in the hamster wheel, going around and around and around. Here, in this place, you can feel the divine power that is within you. And so I invite you now to take a moment and fully melt into this cosmic, universal heart, love, energy. And look at your life and look at your passion and feel your heart. Make a new choice of who you choose to be. And as much as you are probably in the middle of doing this yourself, Mike, if you can play some music for this, it would be most beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Decision making in this alignment, remember, you're not alone. You're part of something greater. Have trust and faith in that. You are a point of light. It's in a greater light. It's in the light of the Christ love. You are a strand of loving energy. Within the stream of love divine, and the stream flows forever. It does not suddenly stop. It does not end. It continues and continues. And so even so you might have experienced relationships ending that you didn't want to end, the stream of love divine will never desert you. Trust it and have faith in it. And know that you are part of it. You are a part of sacrificial fire. Focused is in the fiery will of God. The will of God, the God within, the God around, the God that you are an aspect of. Your divine I Am presence will guide you. And sometimes it might appear to be a sacrifice. A letting go of something that you hold dear. But the truth is, it only makes room for something greater. And so the initial sacrifice that might appear so painful and restricting, in truth, can become your greatest gift if you allow it to. And thus you stand in perfect union, not only with your divine I Am presence, but with the cosmic heart of this universe and the collective consciousness of oneness. And don't underestimate your own path. Your path allows others to walk it too, others who might not be as fortunate or as strong or as courageous. And so now that you are the way by which man may achieve because you are willing to walk it. Of course, it would be easier for you not to walk it, to just stay where you are. It's not who you are. You can't. You have to walk it. And so your strength enables others to also be strong. Your vulnerability enables others also to find the strength to open up and to show all of themselves, all parts of them that they have had hidden. So vulnerability comes from a place of strength, not weakness. And vulnerability means to let yourself shine in all the radiant colors that you're made of, not just selected few. And even so, some of the colors might seem dirty or dark or insufficient. That is just the glasses you put on that has distorted the truth of what it is. Once you take those glasses off and you really look, you see that even those colors that you first deemed as imperfect are radiant and beautiful. And so you become the beam of light in all your colors that shines on the ways of others to show them that it's safe to walk the path of enlightenment to walk the path of unfoldment. What does unfoldment really mean? It means to be willing to open up and to let go of layers of protection, to let your true divine self be felt and seen. And once again, the result is that you stand in sacred union with your divine I Am presence and the cosmic universal heart of oneness. And you know the way of God only by knowing the way of your own self, because you're a part of God. So whatever way you choose is also God's way. And that is key. Again, don't wait for God to tell you what way to take. Start traveling it. I want you to meditate, when you have a chance, on the tarot card, The Fool. The Fool walks along a path, having a little satchel and the loyalty of a dog with him, walking along a narrow path, right along a deep ravine, a deep abyss that breaks off, that he easily could fall into, and yet not knowing where he's going, the strong steps, does he walk into the unknown anyway? That is what you're asked to do. It asks you to be strong in your connection to the divine within. It asks you to have trust and faith. But this path of humanity at this time of evolutionary process here on Earth is very much unknown. It is an unwritten score. And all of you take with each step the ink pen in your hand and write the letters of the future upon this score. You're the ones that decide if the future shall be a bright one, a harmonious one, or one filled with chaos and destruction. And don't fear that you're pressured now by the responsibility. That is the case for all humans, not just you. And together, all of you who are willing to choose love over fear, will you make the difference? You've already accomplished so much. So many things that could have happened here on Earth have not happened. So don't stop believing now. Don't hang on to the loss or the lack. But remember that these are only doors closing to prepare you for something greater, for something new. And so I invite you to now flow back towards your body, but feel very much the connection. As a matter of fact, not only feel the connection, but feel a part, cosmic, universal heart within you too, as you return to your physical self, as you return to your temple. And as you enter your physical body, as you enter your temple again, take a moment and within your heart center, create a sacred space for your divine flame, for that part of the cosmic heart that you always carry with you. And you might be different, and you might be unique. And it might appear that those around you judge you for your uniqueness and for being different. But the truth is, you've been judging yourself for it, and that no longer will suffice. Celebrate your uniqueness. Celebrate the beautiful tones of color that you represent within all that is. You hold a unique tone. You hold a unique color, you hold a unique essence, and it is needed more than ever. Fear within you now, within the holy grail that is within you. Fear raising, filling up that grail, your unique essence. Look at the color. Feel the vibration. Feel your tone. Might be the tone of the heart. It might be a different tone. And all of that combined, I ask you now to move it forward, to let it flow not only into every cell of your body, until you're fully filled up with your true essence, without judgment, without changing it, just letting it be what it needs to be. But allow it now to flow out of you, connecting with all the other rivers of colors and light and tone that are coming out from every other light worker as they are flowing over. And all of you, creating this beautiful spectacle of light, of color, of music that is pouring into the earth now. And it is filling up the heart of Gaia, filling her up further and further, strengthening her at a time where she can use all your encouragement, all your strength, all your unique color, your unique tone, your unique essence. Because she's afraid too. Gaia is afraid too. Because a lot of things that are happening to her are very unfamiliar to her as well. She does not know where the future is going to take her. She does not know how much inner eruption has to take place. And if there has to be more parts of her that have to break open first before they can heal. So help her. Let your essence support her. Soothe her. Encourage her. She's there for you. But also be there for her through your essence, through your divinity, through your love, through your light. And as all of you with your river of love and light that are flowing out of you into the earth, you fill her up. She can then sense this love and light and this beautiful celestial music that you represent to all those who are still asleep. To shake them up, to wake them up a little bit more, to let them see, to let them open up their eyes and not be afraid, but feel safe to open up their eyes. Feel safe to step out of their house into the world to see what's really going on. Who you are. The significant role you're playing on Earth at this time. Every time you open yourself up a little bit more to your divine I Am presence and let it flow through you into the Earth and to those around you, you bring about healing. You bring about change. And that's how you bring transformation, not only to your own life, to your work, your relationships, to your bank account, but you're also bringing it to Gaia and to all those who are living on Earth, the animals, the plants, the minerals, all of them, because they will all benefit from your Gaia within you, within your temple. And it flows over. Everyone benefits. But here's the key. You first have to fill up your own cup. It has to flow over within you first. Can't keep giving and giving without making sure that there's still plenty for you in your Holy Grail too. So connect with your Divine I Am Presence. Connect. It's a cosmic universal heart. And let it become your guiding light to nurture you and to strengthen you. And that we're closest is repeating the great invocation, because you're so much part of this, the movement to the light. Always remember that from the point of light within the mind of God, it really is your mind too. Light streams forth into the minds of all, and light can descend on earth, just like the vision I've given you was when your grail flows over, it flows into the earth. From the point of love is in the heart of God, which is your heart, and it is the cosmic universal heart within you. Love, let love stream forth into the hearts of all. Let Christ return to earth. That love that you are flowing out of your grail into the world ignites the Christ consciousness within all. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the wills of all men and women, the purpose which the masters known serve. This is when you surrender to your divine I Am presence and allow that greater part of you to guide and direct you as it sees far better the bigger picture than you do at times. From the center which we call the race of man, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where all discordant energy still dwells, and all the chaos still dwells, that light and love and power restore the plan on earth as well as in your own life. Blessings to you at this time of great awakening and transformation. It is Saint Germain that is speaking to you, that is loving you, that is working with you and through you. It is I who is the I Am that I Am, is in you and through you. And with this, I'm closing this particular part of the transmission. Know that you're very much loved. And it is so. Namaste. So before we turn this over to any callers we might have, why don't you, Mike, play a little bit of a soft tone to just bring everyone back into their bodies. Thank you. Are there any callers at this time, Mark?
Yes, there is. I'll be right back. I got to screen it.
Okay. So all of you who are here, just take a deep breath, settle yourself in your body, and remember that you are just as much I am that I am as I am.
All right, Saint Germain, Kate is on the air.
Go ahead.
Saint Germain, it's Kate.
I feel like
I am being tested so much in this year. And in 2016, in January, I had so much abundance flowing in with work and a new relationship. And I hit March or April, and I feel like everything blew apart. And I'm struggling to maintain my faith that the work will continue again and that the resources will be there for me to take care of the kids. And I don't know how much longer I can last. I feel like, did I make a wrong turn?
You already know the answer to that.
Okay, I had to go through it so that I could resolve all my issues around worthiness, right?
Correct.
Okay.
And you will help many others who are going through the same depths. Probably not the same depths, but your way, the path you're treading, then will make it easier for others as they step out of the darkness into the light. You've chosen to be in this lifetime a high initiate. You've chosen to transform and transmute a very large amount of darkness into love and light. And you've done that this year. But now that this too shall pass, and the key is, just as I said before, for you to align yourself with your divine I'm presence and your cosmic universal heart, and to acknowledge that the limitation you think that is there is only an illusion. It's hard for the human self to see that. That's why you need to raise yourself beyond your human self into the consciousness of your divine I'm presence to bring forth illumination and healing that can only come from that place.
You know, I'm working like a mad woman to raise my vibration and level of consciousness. You know that's right.
It is so that you also are living in a collective area that is very low in vibrational frequency. And so it is very difficult for you to maintain that because of the outer influences. So now that all of this is only making you much stronger than ever before, so that once this has passed, this test of initiation, you will look back and you will understand what it means. Right now, you're still too much in the cocoon of transformation for it to fully make sense. But at some point it will, I promise you.
I can't function much longer without working to provide for my kids. I have to reengage. I can't stay where I am.
As I said to you last time, in your connection to your divine I am presence, you have the power to manifest that. There's still a belief system that you're hanging on to that is limiting you from taking on that kind of work that is bringing you the substance that you're looking for. So you need to look deeper into the belief systems that you still hang on to that are keeping you in a place of separation. You're not a victim here. You are an aspect of God, Source, Creator, all that is. Don't look for us. Look for the divinity within you to shine the light. Take your power back and step out into the world accordingly.
I feel like, haven't I done that?
To a certain extent, and then you fall back into some of the old patterns again.
Well, send me some help. I mean, you know what's happening here.
I will. This is not the time and place to keep continuing this conversation. We've talked about this before.
Okay.
I will continue to support you. But remember, this is also about you taking another level of your power back. So I will support you further in this process. Absolutely, you're not alone, ever. Blessings to you, my dear. I am
Thank
with you.
You.
Have no
Thank
doubt.
You. Thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, we got one more. Hold on. All right, St. Germain, you're on the air with Sharon.
Thank you. Greetings, Sharon. How can I be of assistance?
Well, namaste, St. Germain. It's so wonderful to be able to talk to you. I have spent, since I've came to my awakening, I've spent a lot of time trying to get close to Mount Shasta, and I finally made it. And I just wondered what kind of information that you might be able to bring to me about my next best step.
This is not a time for you to think about your next step. This is a time for you to integrate that what you've received. I understand, my dear, that you want to move forward, fast forward, so to speak. But there's a rhythm to your transformational path, an ebb and a flow. And right now you are at a time where it is about going within and acknowledging and respecting your temple. You've brought new frequencies into your temple that are rebuilding it. Give it the time to rebuild before you seek out the next step. Just ask your patience, love, and compassion for yourself. It is not always about running towards the next, but sometimes forcing yourself to slow down enough to let that what must evolve and come out to take its form. It hasn't fully taken its form yet. So if you would rush to the next thing, you would not give all the work that you've done up until this point any credit. So pace yourself. You're still in a time of integration. Once that is complete, you will know what the next step is. I promise you.
I think I've been integrating for a while, but thank you. Thank you very much. Namaste.
Namaste. Blessings to you.
Blessings. Thank
you. Hey, St. Germain. We have Sarah on the line with you.
Thank you. Greetings, Sarah. How can I be of assistance to you?
Hello, St. Germain. It's a pleasure to be talking to you. My name is Sarah, and I'm 10 years old, and I have a question for you. There's a girl at school that is being rude to me. She's been in almost all of my classes for 5 years, and I'd like to ask what to do.
And what is it about her that creates a challenge for you?
Well, she's been saying I've ruined her life whenever I haven't really done anything, and she's been doing a lot of rude things just on purpose. No, I don't know what, why or anything.
And you believe that you are part of the divine, right, Sarah?
I don't know if I am part of it. But
so
I just
let me
think...
ask you this. Let me ask you this, little girl. If you could believe that you're part of something greater, can you believe that?
No, I guess. I don't know.
Well, that is your choice to make. When you look at the flowers, when you look at the trees, when you look at the river, acknowledge that there is a beautiful force that holds it all together. This force is also within you. It is a beautiful, brilliant light within you. If you doubt that you don't have that, then others will make you feel small. But if you know that this light within you is strong, so strong that no matter what someone outside of you can do, it cannot be affected, then all of those who make you feel small will simply go away. So it is the test for you, Sarah, to begin seeing yourself as more, to look at the flower and not just see the flower, but acknowledge that you're part of that beauty, that you're part of the beauty of everything around you, that you're beautiful and you are powerful and you're radiant. It's time that you believe that. No matter what someone else says, you have to believe it. If you doubt it, if you see yourself as small or as less, then others can hurt you by saying it too. But if you know within your heart that you're so much more, then no matter what someone says or does, it can no longer affect you. And when it doesn't affect you anymore, they simply go away. Because all of those little games they play, they can no longer play because you simply not react to them anymore. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes, it does. Thank you very much.
So begin to focus on the beautiful things around you and know that you are part of it and that you are beautiful. You are a magnificent being of love and light. I know it. Now it's time for you to know it and to live it and to own it. Okay?
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Blessings.
I was very lucky to have talked to you. Well, yeah.
And I was very lucky to have talked to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, Saint Germain, we're all set for this evening. Thank you.
Thank you. Namaste. Blessings to all of you. It is my honor, and may you continue the path of transformation. And it is so. Amen. For listening to the Saint Germain radio show. I hope that you're joining us again next month, the second Tuesday of the month. And also be very much aware we have a couple of auspicious full moons and new moons coming up. So celebrate them and align yourself with them. And looking forward to catching up with you soon. And Mark, Christy, Mike, you all on?
Yeah, we're all on. Really excited. Great show this evening. Mike, incredible music.
Awesome.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. That was amazing. And Mark, Christy, your healings were amazing, too. I could feel it. My heart totally opened up. Thank you all. You were all amazing.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Peace out.
Good night.
Peace out. Love you all.
You've been listening to the Saint Germain Radio Show on Spiritual Connections Radio.